yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about tools for becoming 29 again. All right? So, what are the tools for becoming 29? There are six things that I consider very, very important to become 29 again. And that's for people who are over 29 and they would like to perform and function like a 29-year-old. That doesn't mean that you have to be 29 again. You could be 39 again. You could be 49 again. But basically what we're saying is we want you to look younger and feel younger and perform younger than what you are. Hey, Art, thanks for joining in. So the seven things that I consider very, very important for those things would be age management, aesthetics, sexual health, nutrition, exercise, and sleep optimizations. Those are the things that you need to do to be 29 again. Now, let's look at age management. What does that mean? Age management means optimizing your body so that your body can function like a 29 years old. Age optimization doesn't have anything to do with looks. It just has to do with how you function. Hey, Troy, glad you joined us. See, Arlene is also joining. Thank you all for joining me. So I have a five-step program for that, and those five steps include body sculpting. Body sculpting means that if you are overweight, we'd like to get rid of some of that fat, get rid of some of that weight. We'd like to move the fat from areas where it's not wanted and put it into areas where it's better appreciated. So body sculpting is number one. Number two would be whole body detoxification. What does that mean? Well, you know, you can never function optimally if you don't detox. What does that mean by that? Well, detox is the same thing as if you were to tune up your car. When you tune up your car, you're detoxing your car. When you clean up your room, you're detoxing your room. When you shower, you're detoxing your skin. When you brush your teeth, you're detoxing your mouth. When you wash your hair, you're detoxing your hair. When you do have a bowel movement, when you urinate, that's detoxing your body. And the one thing that's very important about detox is that when you detox, you are feeling better, you function better, you're light on your feet, and things work better. So number one, body sculpting. Number two, whole body detoxing. Number three, weight loss. Now, weight reduction is different from body sculpting. You can sculpt your body and not lose weight. So weight reduction is actually getting your body back to a weight where you felt your best. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do what a computer says. For instance, let's say you're 5'5" and you weigh 220 pounds. All right? The book says that at 5'5", if you're a female, it's 100 pounds for the first 5 feet and then 5 pounds for each inch above it. So someone who's 5'5", that a woman, the book says you need to be 125 pounds. But, you know, for that particular person, rather than ask that question, I'd say, what weight were you when you felt your best? Maybe that person felt their best at 140. So now that weight reduction program for that person would be to get her down to 140. Not 125, because that's not the weight she needs to be at. And the same token, same thing happens with men. The weight that you felt your best when you were growing up, that's the weight that you want to be, not what the book says. All right? The fourth thing would be hormone optimization. And it's very important that we use bioidentical hormones. What does that mean? Well, bioidentical means that when the hormone gets into your body, your body says, whoa, my ovaries are doing a really good job. Oh, my testicles are doing such a great job that my testosterone is so high now that we have not seen these in years. So therefore, we need to tell the workers in the testicles, hey guys, take a vacation, take it easy. You're doing too well a job. Slow down. And so when it's bioidentical, it looks identical to what your body makes so that your body thinks it was made by the organ in your body that makes it. Now, that's different from synthetic. Now, I want you to understand, synthetic could also be bioidentical. So you can make something synthetically that looks exactly like what the body makes, and your body will think you made it. But in general, synthetic drugs are made by drug companies. And the drug companies make it because they want to patent it. You cannot patent anything that's identical to something else. For it to be patented, it has to be a new compound that never, ever existed in nature before. It's the first time it was ever conceived. And because of that, that has a new name that the drug company gives it. And so it's called, it's given a patent that for the next 20 years, only that drug companies can make it. All right? So that's what a drug company wants to do. So therefore, most of the drugs that you take from the drug companies are what you call synthetic, are not the same as your body makes. So when that drug gets into your system, your body says, whoa, wait a second, something's wrong here. You know, I've been with this guy for 60 years, and I've never seen a testosterone look like that. Honestly, I think it's testosterone. I don't know what it is. You know what? I'm going to sick my immune system after it. I'm going to destroy it because it is not what I know. It is foreign to my body. So stuff which are made by the drug company that's patented is different from what your body makes. And because it's different from what your body makes, it's not well tolerated as your body normally makes. Okay? So we want to make sure that when you get your hormone replacement, that they are all bioidentical, or they look exactly like what your body makes. All right? And the fifth thing is nutrition, customized vitamins, and IV nutrition to give your body the best raw materials possible. Now, if you were to enact this five-step program, you will find, number one, that you are going to lose weight. Number two, you're going to reduce your body fat. Your figure will be more desirable. Your hormones will be optimized. Your stress will be reduced. Your sex drive will be better. Your metabolism will also be better. Your body will be cleansed of unwanted toxins, bacteria, viruses, and funguses. Your blood pressure will become better. Your sleep pattern will be improved. Your skin will be better. Your skin tone will be better. Your energy level will be better. Inflammation will be decreased. Your GI tract will function better without discomfort. You'll have a decreased chance of getting heart disease or stroke or diabetes or cancer. You will decrease your risk of other illnesses. You'll improve your immune functioning So when you updo this, the five-step program of body sculpting, whole body detoxification, weight reduction, bioidentical hormone replacement, and customized vitamins and IV nutrition, you will put your body in a new position. It will be better than it's ever been before. Now, I always say to everyone when they come to my office, if you are 60 years old, you don't need me to make you 60. You don't need me to make you 60. You know why? You can do that by yourself. As a matter of fact, if you just want to be your age, guess what? Go see your regular doctor, and your regular doctor can keep you at your 60 years or your 50 years or whatever age you are. Why join a VIP practice if you don't want to improve upon what you are? You see, in medicine, what we do is we help you stay average or normal. What is normal? Well, in school, normal would be a B or C grade. That's what normal would be. So medicine will strive to keep you at normal. They'll strive to keep you at being a B or a C patient. That's what they call healthy, B or C. That's what wellness is all about, being a B or C. Well, when you're in school, would you rather be a B or C or an A? See, an A is optimal. That's not wellness. That's above and beyond wellness. So when you see all these programs, these doctors after saying wellness and wellness and wellness, guess what they're doing? They're making you a B and C person. All right. My goal in my practice is not to make you a wellness. My goal is to optimize you, take you beyond wellness. You see, when I started my practice here as a wellness physician, my goal was to make people who were sick normal, make them well. And as I started making them well, I decided that well was not good enough for them. They needed to be exceptional. So if your goal is to be optimal, then I'm the guy for you. If it's about wellness, see your doctor down the road because that's what they're going to do. Okay? You know, in life, all the successful people are A's. All the top athletes are A's. All the CEOs of companies are A's because they go the extra mile to be better than everyone else. See, I want you to be optimal, which means that we have to go above and beyond what wellness is. We have to take the next step forward. So let's go back and look at age management a little closer. What is body sculpting? Well, what we do is we use something called ticolipo. So if you have a lot of fat in the wrong areas, we go in there and we use a machine that uses energy that vibrates. And as it vibrates, when it hits the fat, it rips the fat out of your body. If it hits anything other than fat, it stops vibrating. So with a tickle lipo, we can go in and remove the fat from wherever you don't want it, whether it be your abdomen, whether it be your neck, your arms, whether it be your thighs or your legs. We can remove the fat with tickle lipo. And what's really nice about that is because we are actually removing the fat cells, we can remove as much as we want because, see, most of your toxins are stored in fat cells. And when you get laser fat removal, you rupture the fat cells and you release the toxins into your body. So you have to be careful how much fat cells you rupture. When you do a tickle lipo, number one, it's much faster, so we can do a lot more. And number two, because it's faster, we can do a better job. And since we're removing the fat cells completely out of the body, the toxins from the fat is not released into the body. It's outside in the canister. It's called tickle lipo because it makes you laugh and giggle while you're doing it. And what's really nice about tickle lipo is that you're not under anesthesia. It's done locally in the office. You're awake through the procedure. You're laughing. You come talking to us. And while you're doing that, we are taking the fat out. And then when we're done, you will be sculpted. You will be immediately better looking. That fat will be gone. You will see the difference right away. And within 10 days, guess what? You'll be down a couple sizes. Your body will look fantastic. It will be well-shaped. And now you'll have that hourglass figure that you wanted. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for joining. So, yes, we love tickle lipo. And it is actually very, very inexpensive compared to traditional lipo. So in addition to tickle, we also have something called a strawberry laser. That's for people who don't want stuff inside of them that vibrates, and they'd rather do something more gentle. With the strawberry lipo, what we do is we put something that has a warm, it's frequency. And the frequency is at a frequency of 662. And at that frequency, at 660 nanometers, I'm sorry, at that frequency, it actually ruptures fat cells. So we put it wherever you want to lose some fat. It goes in and penetrates the fat cells, rupture the fat cells. And now you have lost so many millions of fat cells. The procedure is 10 minutes on each area, and we don't seldom do more than 20 minutes because you are rupturing fat cells, so you are putting the toxins in your body, so you can't do it too much because you might get too toxic. So we do 20 minutes on an area at most, and you'll lose inches every time you do it. So we really like the strawberry laser. So we use the tickle lipo for the ones who want rapid results and they don't mind having a tiny catheter inside of them. And for those who don't want anything that even resembles surgery, the strawberry laser is something for them where they can do it. The difference between the two procedures is that the tickle lipo is one session, takes 2 to 3 hours for most people, and you've lost all your fat. You've lost 5,000 milliliters of fat. With the strawberry laser, you have to come in 8 or 9 times each time for about 10 to 20 minutes. And so over that time frame, you would lose some fat and some inches. Right? So that's the strawberry lipo. Now, when we do tickle lipo, what we can do is we can take the fat from one area and put it into another area. So we can take some fat from your abdominal wall outside your abdomen, or from your back, and we could put it in your buttocks. We could put it in your breasts. We could put it in your face. We can put it wherever you want. And when we do that, it makes the fat better because we don't just do the fat. We wash the fat. We add PRP to the fat. And sometimes we actually spin the fat down, take the stem cells out of it, and add the stem cells to it to make it a better procedure. And the reason why we may want to do that on some people is because when we put fat in someone's breast or in someone's face or in someone's buttocks, usually you lose about 40% of your fat that's transferred. When we use PRP or stem cells, you retain the majority of your fat so you don't lose it. And so it's a better way to do it. Thank you for joining us, Bridget. Nice to see you again. So we really, really like tickle lipo, and that's like gives you that initial wow. Then once you've had that initial wow, then you could attend to the other things in the 5-step program. Next would be whole body detoxification. I say to everyone, if you're not detoxing, you're not healthy. And contrary to popular belief, the more energetic you are, the more toxic you are. Yes, the athletes have more toxins than the couch potato. How do I know? Well, a Maserati, lots of power, lots of toxins. A jet plane, even more power, even more toxins. A Volvo, no power, less toxin. So the more energetic, the more power something generates, the more time it's spent in the shop being tuned up. So you out there, you athletes, or you guys who run all the time, you guys who go to the gym and lift weights and everything else, guess what? You need more detoxing than the one who's sitting on the couch at home waiting for you. Yes, because you create more toxin. What does that mean? Well, let's say that you were to go camping and it was cold, right? What would you do? You'd get some logs. Logs would be the raw material. You would light the log. That would be a chemical reaction. And the result of that chemical reaction would be heat. That's the product. And on the other side would be smoke. That's a toxin. If you wanted more energy, you make a bigger fire. You get more energy, more heat, but you also get more smoke. Now, in your body, you have 100 trillion cells. And every minute in every cell, there's 100,000 chemical reactions. 100,000 chemical reactions per cell per minute. And every one of those chemical reactions produces a product and a toxin. Your body has to detox or get rid of that toxin. Yes, when you brush your teeth, you are detoxing your mouth. Yes, when you have a bowel movement, you're detoxing your colon. Yes, when you wash your hair, you're detoxing your hair. And yes, when you shower, you're detoxing the skin. And you feel so much better when you've done that. But how are you detoxing your brain? What about your bone? Your muscle? What about your pancreas? Your liver? Your kidneys? How are you detoxing those? See, that is your glutathione. Your liver makes glutathione. Your liver can't make enough. So we need to help you detox by giving you more glutathione. Glutathione can be given orally as a pill. It can be given as an IV. It can be given as a cream. But you can give the most IV. See, in general, anything that you give, that you are given orally, you can give more in the vein. See, when you take a pill, let's say you take a vitamin C. If you take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in your mouth, but half of us will have some discomfort, some diarrhea, some abdominal discomfort with the 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, because it's a big dose for your GI tract. And then of that 2,000 milligrams that you put in your mouth, about 1,000 of it will be wasted in your stool, and about 1,000 will get into your system. I can put 10,000, 25,000, 50,000, 100,000 units of vitamin C in the vein, and you can well tolerate it. So, yes, you can tolerate things a lot better IV, and because of that, we have a lot of people that come into our office for glutathione IV because it makes your skin lighter, cleaner. Actually, they feel better. They have more energy because glutathione in the ivy cleans your skin up. It detoxes your skin. It also helps with your brain function. It helps with your muscles, your bones. And so these people do so much better because we help them detox their body, and they feel fantastic. So detoxing is very, very important for you. You know, I got to remind you all that this is Dr. Vernon Williams, and I am on my radio show at KTSA 550. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, How to Look, Feel, and Function Younger Without Stress, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information about the things I talk about, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. So we talked about whole body detox, and we talked about body sculpting. Next, we got to talk about weight loss. Well, we know about weight loss is something that's very, very important, and we got to help you lose weight. And for that, we have several things that can help you lose weight. One is if you optimize your hormones, you'll lose weight. If you sculpt your body, if you go on an HC diet, if you do what we call intermittent fasting, we can help you lose weight. We help reduce inflammation in your body, we can help you lose weight. If we help with your food so that you don't eat inflammatory food, you can lose weight. And those are all things that you need to be assessed to decide what's the best weight loss program for you. Of course, exercise and all helps you lose weight. And believe it or not, sleep, good sleep, helps you lose weight.